This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. So what's your vision? What's the vision that you have for your future, for your journey? George Bernard Shaw once said that life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. So, what's the best way to go about creating yourself? Well, I believe that it begins by creating a vision, a clear mental picture that you need to paint in your mind about what you want to do, where you want to go, how you want to get there, why you want to get there. Everything big begins with a compelling vision, a clear mental picture of what you want. People who see more clearly take more bold steps. If you're in a dark room, for instance, and you can't see very well, you take little small baby steps, right? Why? Because you're not sure. Things are dark. They're unclear. But the more you become clear, the more sure you become, the more confident you become, the bigger your steps, the more quickly you can get what you want. But it doesn't happen without a clear, compelling vision. We all need a vision. So what happens when you don't have a compelling vision of the future for yourself, how you want to help other people, what you want to do for yourself, for those around you, in your life, in your career, in your business, with your work? What happens when you don't have something to look forward to tomorrow or next week or next month, next year, over the next 5 years? Nothing but regret. Bronnie Ware, an author, once wrote an excellent little piece some time ago titled "The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying," which is exactly what it sounds like. I don't want to depress you or anything, but the 5 most popular regrets of people who just admitted to their loved ones while they were on their deathbed. You want to know what they are? Number 1, I wish that I'd let myself be happier. Number 2, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. Number 3, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Number 4, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Number 5, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Those are the top 5 regrets of people who are approaching the end of their lives. It's really interesting to kind of think on that for a little bit, especially when it comes to thinking about your vision. Again, we all need a vision. All of us need a vision if we want to transform ourselves and transcend. And Stephen Covey, in a book called First Things First, writes that when we talk about the passion of vision, we're talking about a deep, sustained energy that comes from a comprehensive, principle-based, need-based, endowment-based seeing that goes beyond Chronos and even Kairos. It deals with an aeon concept of time, he says, from the Greek aeon, meaning an age, a lifetime, or more. It taps into the deep core of who we are and what we are about. It's fueled by the realization of the unique contribution we have the capacity to make, the legacy we can leave. It clarifies purpose, it gives direction, and it empowers us to perform beyond our resources. We call it passion because this vision can become a motivating force so powerful it, in effect, becomes the DNA of our lives. It's so ingrained and so integrated into every aspect of our being that it becomes the compelling impetus behind every decision that we make. It's the fire within, the explosion of energy, synergy that happens when critical mass is reached, an integration of the four fundamental needs, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It's the energy that makes life an adventure, the deep burning yes that empowers us to say no peacefully and confidently to the less important things in our lives. This passion can empower us to literally transcend fear, doubt, discouragement, and many other things that keep us from accomplishing the things that we desire to accomplish, to make our contributions. An example of somebody with a compelling vision that transcends and transforms themselves and others? Gandhi. Consider Gandhi, for example, who came from a background of timidity, scarcity, jealousy, fear, and insecurity. He basically didn't even want to be with people. He wanted to be alone. He didn't like working as a lawyer until he gradually began to find some satisfaction in hammering out win-win relationships between opposing people. A lot of people don't even know that Gandhi was a lawyer at some point. They just know about his humongous contribution to mankind and the people of India, his country. So, you know, he didn't even enjoy working as a lawyer until he gradually began to find, again, some satisfaction in hammering out win-win relationships, kind of mediating things between people, difficulties and arguments between opposing people and opposing countries eventually. And so, you know, as he began to see the injustices against the Indian people, his country, a vision was born in his mind and in his heart. Out of that vision grew the idea of creating an experimental community, an ashram, where the people could practice egalitarian values. He saw how he could help the Indian people transform their image of themselves as inferior to British people, their British overlords, and develop a sense of self-worth. Now, as he focused on his vision, his personality weaknesses were essentially eclipsed. This is because of his vision. Vision and purpose created personality growth and development in him. You see, Gandhi wanted to love people. He wanted to serve people. He wanted to be with people. And his highest wish was to help redeem a nation, his nation. As a result, he eventually brought England to its knees. He freed 300 million people. 300 million people he freed from oppression. Near the end of his life, he remarked, quote, "I claim to be no more than an average man with below average capabilities. I have not the shadow of a doubt that any man or woman can achieve what I have if he or she would put forth the same effort and cultivate the same hope and faith," unquote. The power of transcendent vision is greater than the power of the scripting that's deep inside the human personality, and it subordinates it, submerges it, until the whole entire personality, your whole personality, is reorganized in the accomplishment of that vision. You see, a vision transforms you dramatically. It can transform everything that you do, every action, behavior that you take. The passion of a shared vision empowers people to transcend these petty, negative interactions that consume so much time and effort and deplete the quality of our lives. I want you to do something right now. Right now, I want you to do something. I want you to close your eyes. If you're driving, you might not want to do this right now, but honestly, if you're driving, pull over on the side of the road. This is your life we're talking about right now. If you're not living the life that you dreamed of living when you were younger, when you were a kid, right now, if you're not doing the things that you want to do, it starts with a vision. Pull over on the side of the road. Pull over on the side of the road. Close your eyes right now and imagine your life as big and bold and huge as it can possibly be, as big as you've ever dared to dream, and then some on top of that. Envision yourself succeeding. Envision yourself doing those things that you want to do. Can you see it? Can you see it in your mind's eye? Take your time with this. Pause me if you need to. Close your eyes. Imagine your life as big as it can possibly be. As big as you've ever dared to dream. And then some more on top of that. Hold that vision in your mind's eye. Now, open your eyes and listen, please. Whatever it is that you can see, you have the capacity to move toward. And when what you go for is as vast as you can possibly envision, you will be living the biggest life that you can possibly live. Living large really is that simple, my friends. Living like you give a damn really is that simple. Everything meaningful begins with a vision. Please, if you can take one thing away from this, if there's something that you aren't doing in your life right now that you want to be doing, begin with a vision. Begin with a vision. Do that, and I can promise you, you will be living like you give a damn.